Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.
Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Sarah Fenske. In the last 9 months, an unusual party has grown up around musician Ryan Koenig's regular gigs at the Whiskey Ring Bar on Cherokee Street. It's called Western Wear Night, and it's drawing hundreds of costumed revelers, a whole bunch of people dressing up like hipster cowboys, on Tuesdays. These evenings began as a few friends showed up in their Western duds while Koenig performed, but they've turned into a phenomenon. Music, food, vendors, burlesque, and yeah, a whole lot of South City types dressed up like Butch Cassidy. If Butch Cassidy wore his chaps with a glimmer of irony. Our producer Evie Hemphill visited the Whiskey Ring last night. Here's what she witnessed.
In a little cantina down Mexico Way.
It's 8:30 p.m. on a Tuesday night on Cherokee Street, and Ryan Koenig and the Goldenrods have just begun their set on the patio outside the Whiskey Ring. The venue is already hopping with Western Wear Night attendees, decked out in their finest cowboy, cowgirl, and, in a few cases, cow-doggo attire. Michael Corey is one of them. He stumbled into a previous Western Wear Night by accident, but now he's here selling his vintage lithographs and framed cards and helping his friend Emily Dustman sell her magazines and jewelry. He's watched Western Wear Night grow into quite the bonanza in recent months.
There was one time I came here when there was like 300 people here and I was like, what is happening? You know what I mean? It's like, because, you know, it's a Tuesday night, so it's not always the easiest night to get people out and about. But, and they were talking about, you know, like how people in the county started coming out hearing about it. And there's people who, where they say they're from?
Spain.
From Spain that heard, that wanted to do. That are traveling through, doing a cross-country trip through America, and they wanted to make St. Louis one of the stops, and reached out to Lucas asking him when the next one was, and they're coming tonight. You know, so it's just like, it's just, I think that's what like St. Louis is really about, is I think people are really communal, and I think they're excited about communities, and so I think this is just another like little pocket of communal space that we all get to plug into.
One of the cool things about this whole thing is that Cherokee Street is one of those places that everyone is welcome, right?
That's Ron Strawbridge, a Whiskey Ring regular and a member of the Community Improvement District Board for Cherokee Street.
We rail against people being hateful, right? And people just being that way. And that we and one of the things I love about this place and I love about the street is that I felt at home here. I felt like I could be who I wanted to be, right? And that there was respect for that and there was understanding for that. And even sometimes you run into these conversations where you talk about it, right? Which is, makes it even better, right?
Western Wear Night all started rather casually last winter, as Whiskey Ring co-owner John Jern recalls.
It was fueled by the fact that we had Ryan Koenig coming in and basically doing at that time what we just called band practice, which was him setting up with the various different groups of folks that he plays with up in the front corner of the building. And he'd just kind of play for a couple hours while everybody meandered in and out. And Luke and a few other folks, some friends of his, decided to take it upon themselves to start dressing the part to sort of celebrate the evening, and it caught on like wildfire.
There's something kind of uniquely Missouri about it for me. I grew up west of the city, and I don't know, there's something, yeah, like very, very Missouri about it for me.
That's Olivia Blights, who is attending Western Wear Night for the first time along with friends.
You can really embrace stereotypes, and I don't feel like there's like strong baggage associated with Western stereotypes. So you can just go all in.
Tammy Heat is one of the repeat vendors at this iteration of the event, which she describes as uniquely fun.
You know what? This crowd in particular, I think, brings out a whole variety of people, all interested in like Western wear, but just a lot of eclectic people here and interesting vendors. It's really a great time.
Thank you very much.
Now joining us in studio to give us the backstory are Ryan Koenig and Lucas Hanner. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
And Lucas, welcome to you.
Thanks for having us.
So Ryan, this all started, as we heard in that audio clip there, it all started with your Whiskey Ring residency. How did it end up taking off to the point that it has?
Well, I mean, it did start, as John Jernst said, essentially, you know, had a lot of band practices at my house and eventually decided, well, we could just go do this in a bar. And, you know, the staff and owners of the Whiskey Ring have been some of my very good friends around town and around the music scene for about as long as I've been playing. So it only made sense to go there. And, yeah, the first Western Wear night was just four of us getting together to just, you know, wear what kind of we usually wear, but, you know, as a group. And then it coincided with when I was going to be playing at the Whiskey Ring anyway. And like was said, it started with 4, 5, 6 of us, and then all of a sudden there was 10 and 20 and 30 and 40. And now there's hundreds.
Hundreds. I mean, what has been going through your mind as you see these numbers going up, up, up every, you know, every month that you do this?
You know, mostly, oh, so other people are as serious about this as I am.
And when you say you're serious about this, I mean, here you are in studio. You're wearing a cowboy hat. You're wearing a Western shirt.
This
for you
is
not just a once a month thing.
Yeah, this is fairly standard for me.
Lucas Hanner, is that the case for you as well?
I am not. I don't live it as much as Ryan does. I definitely do more. My aesthetic, I feel, is more like a 1970s based. You know, I like a little bell bottom type.
You got your
Levi's.
Mustache.
Yeah, the mustache going. But Ryan is wearing it and living it as a throwback to his roots in music. So like that, I find that like the most fascinating thing of all about the clothing culture.
And so you were one of the original guys attending this. And as you said, cowboy wear isn't your mainstay thing. What attracted you to want to do this when your friends were talking about it?
Because we, for one, all of us really embrace the thrifting culture in St. Louis. So there's a lot of vendors, a lot of shops, and a lot of like Instagrams that we can follow and say, oh, wow, you know, and a lot of us have clothing from our grandparents. And so I think you put all that together and it's like, wow, this is fun. I'm wearing my grandpa's shirt and she's wearing her grandma's dress, or someone then took it, our friend Piper McMahon, she's one of the original four. She took it to the next level to be a rodeo clown. It just keeps, every month something is new and it's enjoyable.
She's literally dressing like a clown.
She did once.
She
has a new costume every month.
And I understand that you've also gotten vendors involved. How did that come about?
Well, the vendors situation happened because we wanted to embrace the local community. And so all this ties in because they're all local artists, whether they're Thrift Gold and Maze Place. They are selling sustainable, you know, clothing because this is stuff that's upcycled, and we embrace that. And it also is Western wear. They carry that. So once you have that and you include the fact that you can go to one of these shops and buy a shirt, even if it doesn't fit you well, you could go down the street on Cherokee Street to Block Alterations and have it sized to fit you. So it just made sense that we should have a vendor's market during the warm months, get people outside shopping. And another neat thing is the musical community, along with these artists who make handmade goods and sell clothing, they all go hand in hand. A perfect example is Nick Pence. It's somebody that Ryan plays with, and so Ryan and him play together often. Well, he also makes handmade leather goods, so he came to our last Western Wear night and was selling belts and many other leather items. So it all goes hand in hand.
A friend of mine last night asked me, when was that Western Wear night happening? I was like, oh, it was Tuesday.
And he's you like, missed it for a month.
He's just like, ah, oh, well, I didn't know what I was going to wear. But wait, they sell clothes?
It's kind of like one-stop shopping.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
You can get your costume at the party. Mm-hmm. So on the subject of these outfits that people are wearing, our producer, Laura Hamden, talked to Western Wear Night attendees on this Tuesday about what they were wearing. Let's give that a listen.
I'm wearing some workwear, so I've got some Roundhouse overalls on and Western boots, of course.
I found these boots on a work trip in Texas, and I always am wanting to wear them someplace, so this seemed like the perfect opportunity.
This hat rarely makes an appearance. It was actually a gift from a good friend, and it's a pleasure to wear it tonight for the occasion.
It is a like two-piece 1960s gold lamé Western suit. I feel like people like an excuse to wear like something interesting. I mean, I dress not like this all the time, but like I do wear a lot of vintage clothing, so it is a bit different. And like that is how I dress most of the time. But like, I mean, this is one of the few given I do have on something very flashy. But like, this is one of the few times like a week where like I can kind of wear whatever I want, and like no one really questions my motive. So that's kind of nice.
I like the period part of it. So I mean, you can dress modern Westerns like that, but I like the idea of like looking at what folks actually dressed like. And so when you look at like the Sundance Kid and stuff like that, when they took pictures, the pictures we have of them, they were pretty proper looking, right? They were pretty amazing, right? And folks like that, because a picture was a big deal, right? And so I thought I'd go with that a little bit. So go with, you know, maybe I'm not going to wear a hat that I'd wear if I was riding a horse, right? Maybe I wear a hat that would, you know, would be at that time period, a bowler hat or a top hat would be something amazing.
Well, the people who come here and do burlesque, they definitely have the best outfits because they have fringe chaps and fringe jackets and, you know, they're layering it on to take it off later.
What's your go-to Western wear?
I personally like pearl snap shirts, and I like a lot of embroidery and also Southwestern kind of eye cap patterns.
My go-to Western wear is a great belt with an amazing buckle.
Describe your buckle that you have here and how it's holding your drink.
It does have a horse on it. And then this belt is amazing because it's from a fella that makes, he makes belt buckles out of used leather. And so it's kind of like an upcycled belt, which is pretty cool. And then my boots, I love my boots. I've had my boots since I was 20 years old, so they are truly vintage. Yeah. And they feel amazing.
And what about what's holding your drink, that attachment? Where'd you get that?
Okay, so I won this the first time I came to a Western wear night. They had an auction to support the bands, and I actually won. So I was so excited. I felt like I won the lottery when I won this holster. It's just been so much fun.
Have you found it handy outside of Western Wear Night?
Oh my goodness, yes. People always come up and say, where did you get that? Because I'm like hands free. I just get a beer and I just put it in and I'm hands free. It's delightful.
And those are attendees at Western Wear Night talking to our producer, Laura Hamden. We're here in the studio today talking to Ryan Koenig and Lucas Hanner, who are among the original members of this night that has completely taken off. Lucas, some of the people Laura talked to mentioned burlesque.
Yeah.
When did burlesque end up becoming a part of this wild hullabaloo?
It started last month when we had our bonanza, and it has grown in only two Western Wear Nights. Burlesque is now a staple of it, and it's great because the burlesque community is embracing this space because we offer, like, our biggest message is that we offer a safe space. You know, if any hatefulness, you'll be asked to leave. So here's a space where they can perform their arts, and it's just really grown. And like, what's really awesome about the burlesque is Irene Brown is who we nominated our coordinator. She has four performers a month. One's a revolving spot for a guest of the month, so we get to highlight new people. And two of the four must be performers of color. So she's doing an amazing job, and it's just all inclusive. We're so happy that they joined us.
I know there's a prominent sign out in front of the Whiskey Ring about things that will not be tolerated at Western Wear Night: homophobia, racism, things like that. Was there something that made it clear that those expectations had to be spelled out?
No, actually, it was seeing that our community, everyone that's involved with Cherokee Street, this is stuff that we already live by, but we wanted to make sure. My biggest fear was that some bros from some fraternity were going to show up and ruin our party, you know? And because this is a safe space with no touching, you know, it's we want to make sure that when you come to the door, you're going to see them right there posted on the door. And it's our biggest shared social media post. So when
people
they see
are
the
excited
house rules,
about that sign,
they really are. So it you know, we have no problem asking someone to leave. Luckily, we haven't really been in that position. The only thing that we've had was just someone who would be there. This only happened one time. It was someone who was just intoxicated, was not on Cherokee Street for this event. They just stumbled into our space.
It can happen.
It happens.
Ryan Koenig.
Well, and I would say too that, you know, a consistent stereotype of country music, Western music, hillbilly music that dates back to its inception is that it is only for redneck, ignorant, you know, like folks like that. And an event like this is meant to destroy those stereotypes and make the style, the sound, and the community inclusive to whoever feels like they want to be a part of it.
It sounds like the person who's booking the burlesque performers is really trying to ensure that there's some diversity up on stage. Has it been possible to get a really diverse crowd of people going to this, or are you mostly getting a lot of white people?
No,
frankly,
it's Cherokee Street. It's as diverse as that you're going to find, and it's becoming more diverse. So and we're embracing it, and we're just making sure that everyone's included. It's been really just amazing, but that's what Cherokee Street is.
So, Ryan, this started as quote-unquote band practice for you, and it's turned into this really well-attended gig. I'm sure you're having to now practice at some other time.
Well, that is that's most of my day anyway. But, it got to the point where when it started as band practice, it was very much just like, okay, who's available tonight? Whatever's going to go. And then when it started being more well attended, it's like, okay, well, now I need to pick one of these bands, and I need to pick a certain time frame that this occurs during, a start time, a finish time. I'm going to need to bring a PA, because once we get beyond about 20 people here, these acoustic instruments are not going to cut through the noise. It has evolved slowly but comfortably over time.
And I'd also like to add that Ryan has presented a space and a stage to provide other local artists, especially up-and-coming artists, to come out and share their music with us. We've had Cara Louise, who has an upcoming new EP coming out October 25th. We've had Dill Spears, who's working on an album, Austin Roberts, and then we had one national act, Croy and the Boys, come through for our Bonanza. So it's been really great sharing this music with everyone that's there, and it's because of Ryan.
And Ryan, we've got time for just one more thing.
Okay. Most of the touring acts, it's good to have them, because I've been around the country enough that I have lots of friends everywhere, and it's great to have a reliable way for them to come through St. Louis so that people can meet my friends on either side of that equation.
Ryan Koenig, thank you so much for joining us today, and Lucas Hanner, thank you for being here. Western Wear Night is the third Tuesday of every month at the Whiskey Ring on Cherokee Street. This is St. Louis on the Air. I'm Sarah Fenske.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.